Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Luke 15:31-32. David wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. The father of the elder son has to remind him of the love and blessings that are found at home with God. Service to God is not to be a laborious act, but a labor of love. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. We serve because God has loved. God ever loves. By His grace we are allowed to serve. By love serve one another. Galatians 5:13. The Bible speaks of our giving of our financial means, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. So all of our labor for God is to be with a cheerful heart. The elder son had served, but without love. The elder son failed to see the blessings of home and father. Do we not understand the great love of God for us? But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, Ephesians 2:4. The elder son did not have to return home because he was home, and everything at home was his. At home with God, spiritual blessings ever abound. Ephesians 1:3. We are His and He is ours. Is that not enough to satisfy us? Because of riotous living, the younger son failed to enjoy the blessings of home and father. Because of ignorance and blindness of heart, the elder son failed to enjoy the blessings of home and father. The elder son saw his years at home as those of grim duty rather than loving service. The elder son was without sympathy for his younger brother. At this moment, he thought only of himself. He had failed to see the pain of his father at the departure and loss of his younger son. Think of Jacob and the years of emptiness when he believed that Joseph was dead. This had been the pain of the father in Jesus' story, but now he is home. The father wants his other son to feel his joy. The father wants his elder son to see the value of the soul that has been restored to God. As we see those wandering in the far country of sin, we are to snatch them out of the fire, Jude 1:23. And we are to thank God that we have been able to resist the devil and remain steadfast in the faith, 1 Peter 5:9. May we have a heart of mercy, appreciation, and joy for being at home with God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.